Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall.
How was your weekend?
Well, we dodged a bullet.
We did. And, you know, I said this on the air this morning. Sometimes I don't understand people. The National Weather Service is empowered with the authority to instruct us when danger might be. And so they did the best they could. They put it up. And like all day yesterday, I just saw people saying, oh, this was a lot of blah, 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 blah. They don't understand that those warnings are there to have you prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Exactly. And it could have been.
Well, we're still getting it right now. We've got the backside.
Right.
The hurricane actually wound up in the central Catskills, the low pressure, and now it's moving east again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get rain, basically, and thunderstorms across the area till it crosses our path today. So.
And if they hadn't warned us, you know, they would, and something happened,
yeah.
People would not be happy,
no,
obviously. But we were fortunate. Yeah, I'm sure we're going to see some flooding here today, but...
You know, the only thing that really got affected was the Sunday cancellation at the Sharon Playhouse of John Davidson. But a nice day on Saturday for the big 50th anniversary celebration for the
ambulance, yeah. Salisbury Ambulance. It was great. It was a lovely event. Everything went just very smoothly. Lots of they really went all out. You know, all kinds of food and games and then. Showing the equipment and the vehicles, and then some very nice presentations and speeches. And when you think about it, Marshall, I mean, that group started off as, you know, a bunch of volunteers, and the desk clerks at the White Hart were the dispatchers. And, you know, you'd call in, and somebody'd jump in a truck or an ambulance and run off, and look where they've come now, 50 years later.
Well, you know, and they pointed out something to me when I was speaking to them, that when you look around the area, you look at Sharon, you look at Salisbury, you look at Cornwall, you look at all the different fire departments and all the other specialties, and the fact that each one of these departments has multiple pieces of equipment, and if for some reason we can't get enough people to be volunteers, you'll be replaced by an ambulance company that has one ambulance and two people on call.
Yeah.
We've got water people that are specialists in water, trail people that are specialists, and these are all volunteers that are there for us.
And I think what boggles my mind the most is the number of hours of training they go through.
Yeah.
Just incredible. And they're out there. And the other thing that was mentioned, which was very nice, it was the mutual aid aspect of it, how they all work together. It's an amazing operation all around.
You know, it's 50 years, and it's funny. It started in 1971, back when I graduated high school, which is hard to believe it. I thought it started before then, but actually the one that started first was the one in Sharon.
Right, right. Sharon came first.
50 years 50 of
years.
Incredible service.
And what also was impressive, they asked everybody who had been a volunteer to come up, stand up, and the numbers are just incredible of all the people over the years who have served. And I did get a chance to speak with Ken Farwell, who was one of the originals, 90 years old. He was one of the starters of the association and the service.
Amazing.
And the one thing that did get canceled, which I was sorry to see, was the Saturday night the Salisbury Band was going to play at the Scoville Library. And hadn't seen them all year, and they had the end of the library reading season for the kids, and then the Salisbury Band was going to play, and hopefully they will play before the weather gets too cold and we can see them.
Yeah, it's been a strange season. We've slowly been coming back, but there's certain things we still have missed.
Yeah.
Like once again, I just found out yesterday that the Jane Lloyd Fund Clambake, they decided to scrap it and not hold it again. They were going to move it into September or October.
Yeah. Oh, really? It's
yeah.
Done.
Yeah. And they've decided not to do it again because things are
uptick again. And we did get word from Sharon Hospital. You know, the visitations are limited, and I don't think there are any cases. The last Dr. Herko spoke, he said there were no cases at the hospital. I don't know if that's still true, but they are taking some precautions again because the numbers are going up, which is, and then, of course, school starts next week, and masks are mandated, and I hope we're not going back into another season like that.
I think what the great thing about what's going on this year is all the schools, by the way, handled this terrific last year. And this year, the protocol is when you're in the building, you're going to wear a mask, whether you're a student, teacher, a janitor, whether you're whatever you are, if you're in the building, you're going to wear a mask. And I just think that the students will not mind this, because I think the students minded more not being with their friends in mm-hmm. that school setting.
Yeah, and there's no remote, no telecommunicating with teachers or kids or anything. Everybody's either got to go to school or they have to be homeschooled. So we did have a nice evening in Cornwall before the rains on Friday. They held their first August Music Fest, got everybody out under a tent on the town green, and it really was a nice, everybody was just pleased to be out and about, and the eighth graders were selling hot dogs, and there was music, and, you know, we cherish every little time we can get together and see people, and so that was a nice event. And looking ahead, I've got a quiet week here, Marshall. I don't know about you.
Yeah, there's not too much. There's a few meetings here and there. The Sharon Board of Selectmen do have a meeting scheduled for this week and stuff
tomorrow,
like that.
But there's not
a whole lot going on. It'll all start to cook up again in September.
Yeah. Saturday there's a pancake breakfast up at Lone Oak for the Cancer Fund to raise money for We Can Row, or at least an acknowledgement and for that group. And I believe a tag sale goes along with it. And otherwise, yeah, things are pretty slow for the week. But things will happen.
Well, we've got Labor Day weekend coming up. We've got the cars.
Lime Rock, right?
Also, yeah. and the parade, which happens Thursday before that, which goes from Lime Rock into Lakeville, Salisbury, and back down into Falls Village, where they have and they are going to hold the party after that this year. So again, so we do have that. We've got the Labor Day weekend on the tap coming up with lots of stuff as well.
Yeah, but this week maybe we can take it easy a little bit.
Take a few deep breaths, that's right.
Yeah, and just get ready for the new year. The new year to us is the school year.
Right, when
it
starts.
We look at it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so, good.
All right, Ruth, well, keep on keeping and stay dry.
Yeah, we'll try. Okay, have a good week, Marshall.
Take care, Ruth.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report. Of course, you can find all Ruth's stories and more stories at rep-am.com, at newsstands, and you can even get home delivery.